Good morning. I'm Walt Lindelow. With me in the studio now, a longtime friend of mornings here on Sunny is John Teichman. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Glad to have you here. Of course, if you are here, chances are it means there's something coming up, especially for music buffs and vinyl buffs. What's coming up?
Yeah, we've got an Oradoc vinyl record show coming up. It's the first of the season. And it's going to be this Thursday through Sunday, an epic four-day 40-plus hour event.
Okay, I have to ask you this, okay? You have this defined as a quote-unquote pop-up vinyl record show.
Yeah, yeah.
Pop-up seems to indicate that it has some semblance of spontaneity. I don't think a four-day record sale and show happens spontaneously. So you must have a lot of stuff in the works for it. What's happening?
Well, Jeff Walker is rolling out of Detroit yesterday all the way up to Marquette with tens of thousands of records. We've been carefully curating a collection of new stuff to put out for folks. It's records, of course, but all manner of pop culture memorabilia from the last 50 years. I mean, Green Bay Packer highlight records, you know, Walking Dead t-shirts, rock posters, cassette tapes, 8-tracks, you know, everything.
If you've never been to one of these, I recommend that you do it because it's, if nothing else, it's going to be a walk down memory lane. And on the best scenario is you'll find either an album that you didn't know either existed or you remember it from days gone by, or it's a new band you're just discovering. And that's what makes it fun. Now, it's at the Oradoc Brewing Company.
Yes. Starts this Thursday at 4:00 in the afternoon, arrive early for best selection. Yep. And then we run Thursday until close, which is around 11:00. And then Friday, Saturday, and Sunday from noon until close, which is around midnight. And people are invited to come. It's all ages. It's a free event. The Oradoc is tremendously supportive of community events. And we fill that whole second floor space with everything you'd want to dig through.
John, for folks that are tuning in, they've never had a chance to come to one of these, why should they attend?
Well, you don't have many chances to get out and mix it up with people that share your interests. And we're at a time now where you can really stay at home and do a lot of stuff. And this is a chance to get out and have a record store kind of experience with people that have interests. There'll be music, there'll be food. I hear they have beer there.
And yes, they do.
It really is, you know, a pop culture swap meet, a record store that just magically appears. There's a lot of careful alphabetization going on. There's a lot of title cards. We really like to set it out where people walk in and it's like, whoa, this is awesome.
And it is more than records.
Yes, absolutely. Cassette tapes, CDs, 45s, t-shirts, posters from all of our past shows, like the ones that are on the walls there, the ones you see around town. We bring a binder of those so people can dig through those. It really is something for everybody. That's our goal. And everybody is welcome.
You've got somebody like me, and you don't have to explain vinyl to me. But, right, you know, you work with college students, NMU Record Club involved with this. What is their understanding, students today, with vinyl, and what are their thoughts on it?
I think that everybody has their own niche interest. I mean, maybe they grew up with a cool uncle or an older brother or a dad's record collection. People are bringing turntables with them into the residence halls. It's a great physical entry point into music. Taking the record out of the jacket, cueing it up, cleaning up the record, and listening to that warm sound fill your room is a lot different than just swiping and clicking on your phone.
Yeah.
Even the jackets themselves, you know, gatefold jackets and inserts and, you know, just the whole physical experience is something that, you know, I think this generation, it's a very exotic and it's a really unique artifact.
Well, grumpy old man alert here, but you know, I think we've lost not only the quality of audio, but I think kids today don't understand about the art of a good record either.
Well, right. I mean, I think we're definitely in like jukebox culture again, with the idea that a lot of singles are what make it to the radio,
right,
but the other 11 songs on the record are really kind of incidental.
Yeah. Well, give everybody the details where to be, when and where, and all of the good stuff.
Thursday, 4:00, Oradoc Community Room, second floor. Running from Thursday through Sunday. The public's invited to come out. It's a free event. If you've got a box of records that you want to horse trade with Jeff and I, bring them down. We love to look at people's records. We never know what we're going to find. whether it's a Smurfs record or a Wrath of Khan soundtrack.
Wow, there is a little bit of everything.
Yes.
And it is the pop-up vinyl record show Thursday through the weekend at the Ordock Brewing Company in Marquette. John Teichman, organizer, joining us this morning. Thanks for your time.
Thanks for having me.